This is Signal, the Lumen Wire Monthly, August 2026. The story that defined this month began not on Earth, but in orbit. A segment from a SpaceX rocket, after a year traveling through space, is expected to crash into the moon. This event, a consequence of celestial mechanics and the extended journey of space debris, highlights the long-term impact of our ventures beyond Earth. Turning to India, the Northeast region saw significant developments that touched upon governance, infrastructure, and conservation. In Tripura, the leader of opposition has flagged census irregularities. These allegations point to a serious concern, officials allegedly pressuring enumerators to alter data, a practice that could distort vital demographic information. The leader of opposition has sought the chief minister's intervention to address these pressing issues. Meanwhile, in Assam, downstream areas are under advisory following the release of water from the Doyang Reservoir in Nagaland by NEPCO. This proactive measure suggests a need for vigilance in communities potentially affected by water level changes. And in Meghalaya, the state has launched Mission Clouded Leopard, a new program focused on conservation efforts for its state animal, the clouded leopard. This initiative underscores a commitment to protecting vulnerable wildlife within the region. Across the globe, a significant piece of cultural heritage has returned home, bridging a gap of over a century. Ivory Coast's Talking Drum has made its way back to its home village after a 110-year absence. This repatriation represents a profound connection to ancestral traditions and a reclaiming of cultural artifacts. In a stark reminder of the challenges in safeguarding education, Nigeria's Safe Schools Initiative is falling short. The program's effectiveness is hampered by insecurity in surrounding communities, which unfortunately prevents the creation of safe learning environments for students. This situation poses a critical obstacle to educational access and continuity. In the world of sports, anticipation is building for the upcoming Champions League draw. This event will soon reveal the group stage fates for its expanded field of 36 teams, marking a significant shift in the tournament's structure. The draw promises to set the stage for intense competition. Meanwhile, the La Liga season is set to kick off with a familiar yet exciting storyline: the return of Jose Mourinho to Madrid. Alongside this, Barcelona is aiming for their third consecutive title, setting up a compelling title race. In Germany, Bayern Munich also begins its Bundesliga title defense. The team, with key figures like Kompany and Kane, starts the season as a strong favorite, aiming to continue their championship legacy. Meta's Mark Zuckerberg has apologized to the center. This apology comes as the company admits it paid to boost certain content, a revelation that raises questions about platform influence and content distribution. Globally, the realm of sports governance is facing significant legal scrutiny. UEFA is preparing criminal legal action against FIFA president Gianni Infantino. This action concerns a scrapped plan to sell World Cup revenue stakes, indicating a serious dispute within international football's governing bodies. Looking ahead to the coming month, several developments will be closely watched. We'll be observing the ongoing developments in international relations, particularly as Russia issues warnings to the UK over British missile use in Ukraine, labeling it terrorism. This rhetoric signals a highly charged geopolitical landscape. Concurrently, the US has canceled joint marine drills with South Korea, a decision attributed to the Iran situation, suggesting a ripple effect of regional tensions on international military cooperation. We'll also be following the launch of a new book by Ravi Dasgupta. This work argues that parenting should be taught as a discipline, laying out 12 areas of holistic child development, from ethics and creative thinking to financial literacy and a global outlook, offering a fresh perspective on upbringing. Finally, another significant story emerging from South Africa involves law enforcement efforts against wildlife trafficking. South African police have arrested two Thai nationals for attempting to smuggle parrot eggs. This incident serves as a potent reminder of the ongoing global fight to curb illegal wildlife trade and protect endangered species.